We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I guess Tylan Hill can play at Mississippi State after all.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
How about that? Mississippi State Legislature passes a bill to remove the Confederate symbol from the state flag in a historic vote. Certainly doesn't have much to do with sports, but it's worth at least reading the headline.
It is historic. I mean, it's a remarkable change. And maybe those of us in this part of the country don't even, maybe that's much ado about nothing. But you're talking about a deeply rooted image in the South. I mean, I think it's a big deal to change your flag.
Not that I would know what the Mississippi State flag looked like, but it's got the Confederate insignia in the upper left corner.
It's in the upper left-hand corner.
Yep. And then the rest of it's red, white, and blue, the flag is. Mm-hmm. But Tate Reeves, who is a Mississippi governor and a Republican, if you care about such things, said he would sign it into law. The legislation cleared the state house in a 91-23 vote and the state senate with a 37-14 vote. And as we both know, and sports fans know, Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach jumped on board supporting said legislation. And they're both brand new to the state of Mississippi because they were, Leach was at Wazoo and Lane Kiffin was at FAU, among other places. Mm-hmm. So brand new Mississippians, whatever you want to call them. Jumped on board for the, support, I suppose, of their players. And in Mississippi State's case, Kylan Hill, the running back, who said he was not going to do anything with Mississippi State unless that flag got changed. So apparently it's going to happen. All right. The Cindio HRO Twitter question has to do with, of course, surprise, surprise, COVID-19 and sports. Tried to link them to the sports teams in Kansas City. And we just heard
Mac and Rodney Price.
Rodney Price is who it was. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know that KCK has joined KC Moe will Tuesday night in telling people to wear masks. A lot more often, certainly in businesses and such. And not only trying to flatten the curve, all your cliches of COVID-19, but in the meantime, as a byproduct, I think you would agree, Bruce, giving us more and more of a chance to see sports sooner and sooner if you do wear a mask. So The Kansas City area, obviously, where almost all of the hot spots in Kansas is Northeast Kansas up there in Wyandotte County. But anyway, with that as being a backdrop, if you have access to tickets and the seasons do happen, what would you attend? At KFH Radio is the Twitter handle that we got those about this time every single weekday here on the show. What would you attend? A Royals game? A Chiefs game? Both? Or neither?
Hmm.
And this is, It was kind of off the cuff when I came up with this. I thought, oh, this will be a decent one, but it's a pretty decent case study on where we're at as KFH followers, Shane followers, Sports Daily followers, and that we're pretty damn divided on what we think about
sports. Everything.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. Sports and COVID and what you think about being out in public during a pandemic. 31.5% said they would attend both.
Hmm.
28% said neither.
Interesting.
And then right at 20% were split between going to a Royals game and Chiefs game. Now, I don't know why somebody would choose a Chiefs game over a Royals game or vice versa, but I put it up there with a thought in mind of the spaciousness of that ballpark or stadium, assuming it wouldn't be full capacity. And maybe I should have written that into the question, because I was just assuming that, okay, if there's a percentage of capacity that the Royals and Chiefs will both allow and not 100%, that was kind of the method to the madness of my question. But I didn't say that, and I suppose there would be a percentage of people out there that wouldn't mind being shoulder to shoulder with somebody at a Chiefs game or a Royals game.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know. And I don't mean to start a fire here, but
no,
because I didn't clarify. But it's really close, all the options. And that includes both and neither. Yeah.
Huh.
Almost the same percentage said both as neither.
Well, I would fit into the neither category, but the difference is that I'll be going to games. It's just that,
well, the question involves tickets.
Yeah.
Not so, media credentials.
So as fans, I think the answer is neither. No. I'll watch it on TV.
If I had a ticket and I knew the percentage capacity was, I don't even know where I'd draw the line, but if it was less than 50%, and I had the opportunity to go
a quarter.
And if there were really good protocols as far as getting into the stadium, then I might try that.
Okay.
Either one, a Chiefs or a Royals game. If it was a quarter capacity, because I guarantee you I could find a good spot where there'd be nobody around me. I mean, if you think about going to either one of those things, walk up to the upper deck and set up in the corner. There won't be anybody around you.
Nope, you're right.
And assuming you stick it out and you stay till it's done, you wait till everybody files out of there. So I think it could be done, but that, of course, is reading into the question a little bit, assuming that 100% capacity is not a possibility. I've been on the record saying that I think eventually all the outdoor sports, you're going to have fans in the stands. But I would probably now even, and this isn't exactly a huge limb I'm going out on, but I don't think any major sport will have 100% capacity allowed by the end. And it would be speculating at what the cap would be. What do you think the cap percentage-wise will be? Do you think we'll get to 50%?
No.
50% of the Royals game is still 20,000 people. Ooh, man.
I mean,
that's a April or May Tuesday night game against the White Sox.
Sure.
20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I don't think we'll get to 50% that I can see. Now, I don't know past the new year, because I don't know where we're going to be in terms of the vaccine. But as we start things back up, we're going to see nothing in the NBA. We're going to see nothing in the NHL. We're going to see some in golf. We're going to see some in NASCAR. I know the NFL is kicking and screaming and thumping their chest, but we'll see. We are now a month away, just about a month away. In fact, we are a month away. Yesterday, to the beginning of camps. A lot can happen in a month. Not always good. There are bad things that can happen in a month as well. But, no, I don't think. Maybe football.
I wonder if football, maybe though, football would have the fortitude, even if they gave the, got the green light to say, you know, we're doing okay the way we are. This is the way we're going to leave it. You know, at a percentage and not 100%. I don't think they could turn away the gate, but it'd be interesting if they got that got to that ultimatum. Like, you can fill the stadium if you want to. And would they say, hell yeah, bring it on? Or, no, you know, for the greater good, we're not going to allow it.
I can't imagine players would want to play in a full stadium in a kind of a weird way. You know what I mean? Maybe that sounds counterintuitive, because you'd think players would desperately want fans. But I don't know, man. Being in I'm not sure I'd go cover a game in a full stadium.
All right, the decision anniversary is coming up. We'll talk about LeBron when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.